Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Pastor Dallas, and I personally want to thank you for purchasing or receiving this CD. It is our hope and prayer that our ministry blesses and enriches your life in such a spectacular way that you can noticeably see a change in not just your life, but that change also has a way of impacting and affecting your entire family. We pray the Lord's blessings upon you continually. And as you listen to every word that comes through this CD message, we pray that you will see the transformation of the Lord and sense the power and anointing of the Lord as he was resonating in our fellowship. Now sit back and listen to this.
This assignment was a little different for me because I'm used to studying a certain way, and you know, Jesus flipped the script on you just a little bit. I recognize that my assignment to you this morning is to encourage you. And I know that there's a lot going on. We've seen wars, and we see what's going on in the economy, and we've seen what has happened with mass shootings. But despite all that is going on, God has not left us defenseless. He has given us weapons. He has given us weapons to protect, weapons to serve, weapons to defend, weapons to preserve. We have a right to defend what rightfully belongs to us. We have a right to defend one another. We thank God that we don't serve a weak or a feeble God. We don't serve a God who sleeps or slumbers, but we serve a God who sits high and looks low. We serve a God who is always on the case. He is always on the job. We serve a God that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us. I don't know about you, but I got Holy Ghost power on the inside, and I'm tired of seeing my brothers and my sisters get attacked by the enemy and we just stand by idle. No, God gave us weapons of praise. He gave us weapons of prayer. There is power in the name of Jesus. The Lord wouldn't have you to be ignorant of what the attacks of the enemy are. He's not creative. He's cunning and he's crafty. See, he can do is pull what's behind you, dig up your past, and continue to try to throw it in your face. He doesn't know what lies ahead of you. Only God knows what those plans are. And it's of the utmost importance that you change your perspective and that you change your focus. True gospel, I came to tell you on this morning, eyes front. Don't worry about what's back there. Don't worry about who not here. Continue to be the remnant. 2 Corinthians 10 and 4 tells us, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. The weapons that we have are not like the weapons that you would use when you go to pop your child if they do something wrong. You can't throw a shoe at the enemy. You can't pick up a gun and try to shoot them or nothing like that. But the weapons that we have, as we said before, are our praise, our prayer, and our worship. The word tells us that the fervent, effectual prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Effective means successful, and that fervor means to have a passion about it. You got to have a passion for Christ, have a passion for his people. This thing is real. We are in spiritual warfare, saints of God. And I don't know about you, but it is time to draw the line. We won't be passive about this thing. You got to press into the presence of God. This ain't one of those things that you just get cute about it or nothing like that. You may have to roll up your sleeve, push your plate back, get the oil, and begin to plead the blood of Jesus, not just in your home, on your job, in the marketplace. Any two times you can't go to the market and doing the regular things that you do, I need for you to get serious about your relationship with God. I just came to encourage you about this thing. Don't you dare shrink back. Don't you dare get weak, but I need you to press on into the presence of God. Open up your ears to hear what he has to say to and about you. You have a purpose. Yes, you do. He has a mission for you. He has talents and gifts for you. You need to get into the presence. We have power. This thing isn't a joke. Let me remind you that you can do all things through Christ. It doesn't mean that you have to pray like Chrissy or Sister Barbara or anything like that. Let him use you right where you are. He said that you can do all things, not some things, but all things. I need you to pray with fire, with Holy Ghost fire, tearing down strongholds. When you see the enemy trying to attack our children, what the enemy likes to do is he likes to go after the young ones. He know that he might not be able to get you, but he'll go after what you love. You got to pray for your babies. When you start seeing them acting a little strange and off, no, get the oil. It's up to us to pour the word into our children. They're coming up behind us. They'll carry it on. We have to pass the baton to them. We won't be here forever. We even have the word, your Bible. We have the word. That's a weapon too. And then we have a weapon of mass destruction, and his name is Jesus. We thank God that there is power in the name of Jesus. He's given us his blood. We're covered by the blood. We're sustained by the blood. We're kept by the blood of Jesus. And there's power when we call on his name. The word tells us that demons tremble at the name of Jesus. There is deliverance in the name of Jesus. We get to apply the blood. We thank God for being blood bought and blood washed. Thank God for being covered. God has given you dominion. He's given you authority. God has given us power. We have help in the Lord. We thank God for being totally committed to us. Psalms 46 tells us that God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. We thank God that he's our hiding place. This walk won't come without trials. It won't come without tests. You may get a couple of bumps and bruises along the way, but we thank God that we're anchored to him and that he protects us and he covers us and he hides us. You don't even know half of the stuff that you've been kept from. That's how good of a keeper that he is. How he spared your life, and it could have been you, but we thank God for his mercy. When we look back over our lives and think about what he brought us through, we can truly say that we have a testimony. We have to share that with our brothers and our sisters that are out in the world, how God delivered us, how he sustained us, how he kept us, how he turned our lives around, and where we could have been and where we should have been if it had not been for the blood. Thank you for your blood, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God that he assures us and he ensures us. We thank God that we don't have to fear. You have nothing to fear in spite of what's taking place. We see that gas prices are going up and prices in groceries are going up, but we thank God that he's still in control of this thing. And we have to continue to pray. Don't give up now. Don't get distracted in what is going on to the left and to the right, but change your focus and begin to plead the blood of Jesus, the blood in our economy and the blood in our government, the blood in our judicial system. I need you to pray, saints of God. We thank God that he is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? The Lord is the strength of our life. Of whom shall we be afraid? We thank God that we have nothing to fear. We thank God that he is our deliverer. He keeps us safe from harm, ruin, and loss. We thank God that can't nobody do us like Jesus. Sometimes you have to remind yourself, and sometimes it may get difficult, and you may feel like you're by yourself, but I encourage you to sometimes encourage yourself that greater is he that is in me than he is in the world. For God I live, and God I move, for God I die. I thank God for who he is. You got to know who you come from, that you're heirs and joint heirs to the throne, that your father is a king, that you stand beneath an open heaven. And that he goes before you, that he walks with you and he talks with you and he leads you and guides you and that he gives you rest. You better know who he is. He's your Father, your everlasting Father. No matter what changes around you, he's the one thing that remains the same. And I don't know what burnt sage do besides be burnt. I don't know what rocks do when you rubbing on them, but I got a solid rock, my firm foundation that I can stand on. I get to go to the rock that is higher than I. When I'm tired and I'm weak, he restores my strength and my soul. I thank God that I got a hiding place where the devil can't find me. He can't get me. He can't touch me. Whom do I have to fear? I thank God for who he is in my life, my keeper, my way maker, and my sustainer. He leads me, and he comforts me and wraps me in his arm. He anchors me. Yes, the storms may blow. Yes, it may get difficult, but I encourage you on today, true gospel, roll up your sleeves. Push back into the fight. Don't you dare go and crying in no corner. Draw the line. Enough is enough. You can't touch our youth. You can't touch our seniors. You can't have our neighborhood. It's a reason why we've been planted right here in the 11th precinct. We got work to do in the name of Jesus. Square your shoulders. Hold your head up. And you begin to press into the face of the Lord. Even if it means that he calls you to fast, open up your ears and hear what he is saying to you in this day and age. Allow him to work spiritual surgery out in you. Allow him to change your mind, change your heart, change your attitude, change your perspective. To our seniors in the room, we still need you. We still need you to look out for us. We still need you to cover us in prayer. We still need you to assess the situation when they come in, knowing who they need. They may not need Pastor Rob, but they may need you, Christy. They may need you, whoever is in the room. They may need to be Father Lowe. They may need you. So as they're giving your assignments, be prepared to do the work. You've been here long enough. You've been poured into. It's time for you to give back. God wants a return on his investment. Need you to know that you got power. You're not weak. Stop telling yourself that. Stop telling yourself what you can't do. You better encourage yourself. I don't know how often you get into your word, but it's in your word. Sometimes you got to encourage yourself, even when you by yourself. You better serve. No, it's not today, not over here. It ain't happening. Even as we are in spiritual warfare, there's this thing in war called friendly fire. And that's when you mistake one of your own as a hostile. So what do I mean by that? You do a disservice to your own house. You do a disservice to the body. Your assignment is to the body. This may be your home base, but you belong to the body of Christ. You do a disservice when you allow people to come to you and gossip. You do a disservice when you put your mouth on folk. We're not doing that over here. We passed that. It's time for us to be mature and to grow up. We're not doing that in here. We plead the blood of Jesus over every thought that's not like him, over every attitude, every situation and circumstance. You better be able to shut it down. I pray that the Lord makes y'all all so sensitive that you spot it when you see it. We thank God that he's given us the whole armor. In this battle, you can't, it's not like when you go out in the winter, you wouldn't go without a hat, you wouldn't go without gloves, boots, you wouldn't be dressed for the summer and it's 10 below outside. You would be properly dressed. It's the same thing when we put on that whole armor. The battlefield starts in here. See, the enemy will plant a little seed. You start thinking on that thing, and then that thought becomes an idea, and then you put action to that idea. We're not doing that. The word tells us to put on the helmet of salvation. You got to be careful with this thing. this body right here, we got to be sensitive to what the Lord is calling us to do. Even what we eat and what we drink and take into our bodies, we got to be careful with this thing. The breastplate of righteousness, it protects your vital organs. Saints of God, we thank God that he has given us protection. We are fighters. Where are my intercessors at? Are we still praying? Where are the fighters at? Where are the warriors in the army of God? Don't get caught sleeping on the job, saints. And no matter what we've done and no matter what we've seen and what we've gone through, the word tells us that nothing shall separate us from the love of God. The enemy would make you to think that, to make you think that you did this, this, that, the third, and the Lord don't want you. He don't have nothing on. He's not going to accept you. Let me tell you something. If he accepted me, I know he'll accept you. No matter what we've gone through, don't be ashamed of your testimony. Somebody else needs to know that, because that's what the enemy does. We're going to continue to press toward the mark, not behind us, press toward the mark. We thank God that nothing can separate us from him. We know that he's for us. The word tells us that we are overcomers. We know that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We have a responsibility to the lost. We have a responsibility to the backslider and the unsaved and the ungodly. Saints of God, we are the righteousness of God. We are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. It doesn't matter how old you are. Stop thinking because you are a person of a certain age that the Lord is done with you. He's not. As long as you got breath in your body, you can be used. There is purpose for you. Dust yourself off and come on. Sometimes we sit next to people and they may not have the fire that you have, but that's okay. The gas is on. I remember when we were little, we had this stove, and it was just one pilot that would not light. So you had to cut the gas on and take a piece of paper from the other pilot and catch it. It's the same thing in here. And y'all sitting next to these young people, make them get up in the sanctuary. This ain't no plaything. Get up. Lift up your hands. Get yourself up. Show them how to worship. Show them how to pray. Man, no, you can't even get out the car without praying. Lead us in prayer. Because we have to train them up. You wouldn't go out, if you were a fighter, would you go out trying to box somebody like Mike Tyson and you ain't trained? No. Don't let the enemy catch you with your eyes closed. Remain watchful, remain vigilant. You are worth it. We're fighting for you. Your sisters and brothers are literally fighting for you. Be it on your face, we're fighting for you. Worshiping God, we're fighting for you. You are not by yourself in this thing. The word in Psalms 34 tells us, I'll bless the Lord at all times. Don't matter if you hurt. It don't matter if you sad, at all times. And it's real easy to say that thing, but when you really got to do it, it's something totally different altogether. But when you find yourself praised, that mess begins to just fall off. When you feel like heavy, like, Lord, I'm heavy. I don't know what this is, but I'll still bless you. I don't know which way to go, but I'll still worship you. I still lift up my hands. Even in the car, I worship you, God. Even on the job, sitting at the desk, God, I give you praise. Lord, I bless your holy name. I remember Pastor Rod posted that comment about throwing in the towel. I'm going to be honest. I ain't want to throw the towel in, but remember you was young, you swat somebody with a towel. That's how I felt. And even then, you got to go before God and get that thing together. I'm just being honest with you because I know I'm not the only one. I'm going to tell on myself. You have to encourage yourself. But we thank God for being good. We thank God for who he is. We thank God that we know that his mercy endures forever. ever. We thank God that we are redeemed. We thank God that he has reconciled us back to him, that he has reunited us back to him. Judah sung earlier that he would never let us go, and he won't let us go. True gospel, I encourage you to press in. Be ready for your assignment. Be ready for your marching orders. This is the place where we get those said orders. And the Lord is doing a thing within us, getting all that stuff and fluff out of the way so we can be used. Allow him to do the work. Allow him to cut away those things. The branches that don't bear fruit, allow him to pluck those things off of us. Allow him to prune you and to purge you, clean you up. He's still working on us. I'm done.
Thank you for listening to TGT Speaks, our multimedia voice emanating from the True Gospel Tabernacle Church of Detroit. You can subscribe to us at TGT Podcast on iTunes, Google Play Music, and Spotify. If you like TGT Podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give us a review. And also, if you would like to donate to our ministry, you can visit our website at www.tgtchurch.org and give your tax-deductible donation through PayPal. We really appreciate the generous and tangible love gift of any monetary denomination from our friends and partners. And we commit that your love gift enables us to continue furthering the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your support, and we'll see you next week.